I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hello, it is Carson and Kennedy. Welcome to the podcast for Thursday, August 15th, 2019. Quickly, I just want to say thank you to everybody that's listening to the podcast. And thank you for going in and leaving reviews. I've asked you to do that, and you guys have been doing it, and they've been nice ones, which kind of surprised me. So thank you. We appreciate all the five-star reviews. That helps us. I don't know how. I'm just told to say that it helps us. On the show today, the epic conclusion to Carson and Kennedy's summer camp challenge between producer Dan and Annie. Also, it is Thursday, so that means the summer of love continues with War of the Roses. And I had one of my favorite things to do over the summer completely ruined. Of course, I'm talking about the Tour de France.
Summer brings thoughts of happiness, sunshine, and cheaters.
What the f***? Oh my God, I knew it.
Wait, who is this?
It's Carson and Kennedy's Summer of Love. All your favorites all summer long.
It's Carson and Kennedy's War of Roses.
He's a musician, plays like local gigs in around Boston,
nice.
But when we first started dating, he always wanted me to go to every single one of his gigs, whether it was big or small. And now that we've been dating for a while, he just really hasn't asked me to come out as much. He hasn't really been asking at all. And the other day, I went to one of his shows just to surprise him. But I swear I saw his ex-girlfriend there. I don't really know if he's inviting her to the shows or what the deal is.
What we're going to do is we're going to put Kennedy to work here. She's going to be Shelly, okay? We're going to leave you on the line, but you have to be very quiet. Kennedy is going to pretend to be from his cell phone provider, offer him a dozen red roses, and let's see who he sends them to. And his name is Tom, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Tom. You all set, Kennedy?
I'm ready.
I could write you a song that made you fall in love.
What a rocker is.
Already have you got under my arm.
Hello?
Hi, may I please speak with Tom?
This is.
Hey, Tom. My name is Shelly. I'm calling from your wireless provider. How are you today?
I'm good.
I just want to preface this by saying this isn't a sales call. I'm not trying to change your rates or anything. But I'm calling from our customer service department to thank you for being such a loyal customer. And what I'd like to do today is offer you a dozen red roses. We're going to deliver those for you anywhere in the United States free of charge. How does that sound?
All right.
So does it sound good?
Okay,
yeah. Cool. Well, let's get started then. I just need to start with the card. Sure. So I need the name of the person you'd like for me to send the flowers to.
Can I send it to Veronica?
You can. And now just tell me what you'd like for me to put on the card.
Can you just say thank you for supporting me?
Is that the same Veronica that's your ex, you pig? Oh, my God.
Wait,
oh, my God. What are you doing?
Hello?
A liar.
Who is this?
This is Carson and Kennedy with Mix 104.1.
Nikki, what the f***?
Tom, you're such a liar. Why are you
f***ing kidding me? We could have had this conversation at the house. What the f***?
It's been 2 years, Tom. I can't believe you're going behind my back like this.
Did you go on some cheesy radio show and bring it out in front of f***ing Boston? What the f***?
Why can't you be honest with me? I can't believe that you're ruining our relationship. I can't believe the two years mean nothing to you.
Why can't you not be crazy and talk to me in person about
this? Why are you sending her roses, Tom? What's going on?
Nothing's going on. She supports my band. She comes to my gigs and supports my music.
So do I, Tom. Where are my roses? Why wouldn't you send them to your girlfriend?
You don't come to my gigs anymore. And now all of Boston hears about this. Are you trying to kill my career? Seriously.
What? No. I saw her at your last show, Tom. I did come. I tried to surprise you, and what do I find out? That you're sneaking around with your ex-girlfriend. So
bullshit, you surprised me. You were spying on me.
I was not spying on you. I went to go to your show to surprise you. You say that I don't come to your shows. Well, I came to your show, and who do I see? Veronica. So whatever, Tom. I'm the last to know.
I can't handle it. We will talk about this later.
Tom.
He's gone.
He's gone.
Why would you send flowers to, oh, someone who just supports your band. I don't get it. I support the band. Wouldn't you be sending flowers to your girlfriend?
Oh my God.
All right, well, go give Tom a call. Tell him to calm down a little bit. And, you know, if you want to reach back out to us, kind of, you know, let us know what happened.
All right.
We're sorry, hon. But at least you know, or something.
Yeah.
Yeah. We'll talk. I guess I'll talk to him later. Thanks, guys.
All right.
Thanks for calling the Cheesy Show.
Mm-hmm. Bye.
All right, bye.
I can't believe you're more pissed that he called us cheesy than he's cheating on her.
Well, I'm pissed that he tried to turn it around and started yelling at her. But in the middle of that, he had to throw in a little dig on us.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
It is the Carson and Kennedy Summer Camp Challenge. Kennedy, will you give us a final introduction? Today is the day that we find a winner.
Okay. Are you ready?
Yes.
It's time. I try to say it like that guy. Carson and Kennedy's Summer Camp Challenge pits Team Ann versus Team Dan for a handsome reward. 3 days of challenges, one outcome. Who will be victorious? Who will go home and cry in their beer? This is the last morning for these fierce competitors. The ultimate battle. Sox and Yankees, Celtics and Lakers. This battle makes those look like a playground scrap. Got it wrong again. Carson and Kennedy's Summer Camp Challenge. Bring on the pain.
Woo. Kennedy, fantastic job.
I'm going to go very nervous. Get a job somewhere else.
You're nervous.
Annie with a chance to go backstage to meet the Jonas Brothers. Producer Dan with a chance to go to the Billy Joel show with some really good seats. Challenge number one was the lyrics challenge. Producer Dan won that one.
No, we tied.
It was 1-1.
Oh, it was tied. That's right.
We both did terribly.
You keep saying that.
Yeah, right?
Second challenge was yesterday, and you had to talk junk about one another. And I'm looking at the numbers, Kennedy.
Yeah.
I've added them all up. I've subtracted some numbers, checked some percentages.
I don't trust your math.
And they tied. They tied.
Wow.
So it is a tie through both rounds. So that means the winner today is the overall winner.
Okay.
And none of this, you're both going to win. We're not doing it, Kennedy.
Understandable, I suppose.
All right. We're holding on.
Tell everybody what the final challenge is, Kennedy.
So we were doing headphone karaoke.
Yes.
And instead of letting it be comfortable and Annie singing a Joe Bro song and Dan singing a Billy Joel song, we're going to flip the script.
Yes.
Annie will be singing a Billy Joel song, and Dan will be warbling with the Joe Bros.
Oh, their voices go so high.
They do indeed.
Producer Dan, you are up first. A big round of applause for Producer Dan, who will now do headphone karaoke, which means you can't hear the music. You can only hear him singing the Jonas Brothers' Cool. Take it away.
I will be performing Cool by the Jonas Brothers because my mama ain't raised no sucker. They can keep that song.
Hey.
Let me get ready here.
Whenever you're ready, Producer Dan. He is putting on his headphone karaoke headphones. He is getting ready to start the karaoke music, positioning himself perfectly, standing up so he gets good projection.
I'm feeling so cool, top to the bottom, just cool. Every little thing that I do, damn it, I'm feeling so cool. Yeah. Woke up feeling like a new James Dean. Comb my hair like an old school Sheen. Feeling high like a late night summer of last year. Yeah. Standing there with that red dress on ya. A killer queen like a young Jane Fonda. Is it me or am I just having a good year? Lately I've been feeling so cool. Top to the bottom, just cool. Every little thing that I do. Damn it, I'm feeling so cool. It's like, whoo, maybe I should bottle my moves. Sell them for a dollar or two. Damn it, I'm feeling so cool.
Yeah, there it is. Producer Dan doing Jonas Brothers Cool.
Dan, you put some flame on
that. How'd that go?
That went really well. Nice job, Producer Dan.
Thank you.
All right, here we go.
Dan, I've seen the song live, and I know how it feels. You don't need to go see it. I'll just do it for you, okay?
Oh, cool. Gee, thanks, Annie. You're a good
Carson
friend.
Carson and Kennedy Summer Camp Challenge. Annie doing Billy Joel's Piano Man. Whenever you're ready. She also standing up, getting in the vibe.
It's 9 o'clock on a Saturday. The regular crowd shuffles in. There's an old man sitting next to me, making love to his tonic and gin.
When does she sing?
Little harmonica. There we go. Harmonica solo. He says, son, can you play me a melody? I'm not really sure how it goes, but it's sad and it's sweet and I knew it complete when I wore a younger man's clothes. La da 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 dee da. La da da dee da. Dum, 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 dum. Sing us the song, you're the piano man. Sing us the song tonight. Well, we're all in the mood for a melody. And you've got us feeling all right.
Yes, nice job, Annie. Nice job, Annie.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Okay, okay, there it is. There it is. There it is. Carson and Kennedy Summer Camp Challenge.
Nice job, Annie.
Producer Dan.
You too, Daniel.
That was right in your wheelhouse. You can stay low.
Exactly.
All right, Kennedy. So here's what I'm thinking, okay? You tell me what you think about this. I think at this point, it is too close to call. It was a tie in the first round. It was a tie in the second round. Ish. There's not going to be a tie in the third round. I say we leave it up to the listeners. I think we cancel the dirty on the 30. We take phone calls coming up here in about 7 minutes and let the listeners decide. That way it's not on us, Kennedy.
Oh, you're really just dragging this out and keeping us in the weeds
hurts.
Here.
Do you like that idea?
I think it's wonderful.
All right. 617-931-1234. Give us a call right now. Tell us who you think wins Carson and Kennedy's Summer Challenge. Is it producer Dan going to see Billy Joel up close? Is it Annie Dow, who has come in wearing all of her Jonas Brothers swag, including albums?
Oh, yeah. Was that yours?
Press passes that apparently she borrowed from somebody else that really doesn't belong to her.
Work smarter, not harder, Carson. You taught me that.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
We are going to skip Kennedy's Dirty on the 30 because we need to find a winner. Carson and Kennedy Summer Camp Challenge. Producer Dan trying to win tickets to see Billy Joel at Fenway. With some really good seats. Annie trying to go backstage for the Jonas Brothers.
I have butterflies.
Round one of the challenge was the lyrics challenge. And it was god-awful. It was terrible.
Thanks, Carson.
Mostly my fault.
You read it like a corpse. That didn't help.
Round two was the talking junk about each other.
Yep. It was a theme. A theme.
Yeah, they talked junk about each other. I felt like Dan crushed that one.
Yeah.
And then round three, this morning, headphone karaoke. Dan doing Joe Bros. Annie doing Billy Joel, Piano Man. It's a tough song to sing.
It is.
I thought you sounded really good. We're going to leave the voting up to you now. Who do you think should win Carson and Kennedy's Summer Camp Challenge?
I think it's really close. But I think that just based on numbers, both Dan and Billy Joel are more likely to die sooner, and Annie has more chances. So I think
are
it's
you
going to
kidding
Dan.
Me?
Thank you. That's true. I could go at any minute.
I live a crazy life, okay?
It's too late. He already moved.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. All right, Mix, who do you want to vote for, producer Dan or Annie?
Producer Dan.
Thank Woo! You. All right, who do you want to vote for?
I get a vote for Dan.
Now, what? Why?
It's a harder song.
Okay, okay.
Are you kidding?
This is over 3 days worth of things.
Yeah,
though.
Not just one song. All right, that's an interesting point. All right, who do you want to vote for, Annie or producer Dan?
Producer Dan.
Oh,
producer
Dan. Oh, wow, Annie. All right, do you want to vote for producer Dan or for Annie, Carson and Kennedy Summer Camp Challenge?
This is Lisa B. from Quincy, and I'm voting for Annie D.
Oh, she's from Quincy! No Quincy votes.
In town, baby, what up?
All right, are you voting for producer Dan or for Annie, please?
Dan all the way.
Dan yes. all the way. Wow. All right, producer Dan or Annie, Carson Kennedy Summer Camp Challenge, who are you voting for?
Oh, my God, Annie all the way.
Oh,
Thank you.
All right, why did you like Annie?
I mean, she was, like, on key at some points.
At some points. Honestly, that's better, because that's not what I was expecting.
Dan did great, too, but Annie was much better.
All right.
No, she was.
Producer Dan or Annie, who do you want to vote for?
Annie.
Ooh, we're starting to rack up some votes now for Annie.
Don't call it
producer
a countdown.
Dan or Annie, who do you want to vote for?
I want to vote for Annie.
Okay, thank
now
you.
I'm sweating. Now I'm sweating.
You need to be worried. Producer Dan or Annie, who do you want to vote for?
I'm voting for Big Mac Pizza Girl Annie. Better tone.
Better
what does
tone.
That even mean? Yeah,
Big Mac Pizza, Dan.
Big Mac Pizza Girl?
Have you ever had a Big Mac Pizza?
Producer Dan or Annie, who do you want to vote for?
Annie all the way.
Okay, oh, wow. I'm nervous, Kennedy. Producer Dan or Annie, who do you want to vote for?
I want to vote for Annie Dow.
Why do you want to vote for Annie Dow?
Because she rocked it.
Do you know Annie?
How many of your friends are calling in?
Yeah, I feel like all of the South Shore is calling in.
Anybody.
I feel like it's rigged.
The first five were all Dan.
Yeah, but
obviously
he doesn't have any friends.
That's true, I don't.
Nobody's calling to support him. All right, Kennedy, we need to announce our winner. I have no idea. I don't know what to say.
She came back so hard at the end.
I know, she really did.
Well, according to the listeners.
Okay, according to the listeners.
Just in this particular phone calling poll.
Okay.
Annie won that particular round.
Okay. So what are you thinking, Kennedy? We also have our votes. Okay. Who do you want to vote for?
You are mean.
If you're smart, you'll vote for producer Dan and then leave it on me to be the mean one. I'm letting you off the hook.
This is the hardest thing because Annie is one of my best friends on the planet, as
right,
is Dan.
Right.
But I just feel like, in the grand scheme of things, Dan brought it pretty hard this time
around. So it is now tied, and it falls on me.
My favorite person.
I am voting for producer Dan.
Oh!
I love you, Annie. I love you, but he crushed it the other day.
Oh. He should have won yesterday. That's not a tie.
True.
He won yesterday.
And he did a really good job with the Jonas Brothers. I thought the way he hit the high notes were both fantastic. Congratulations to you both. But producer Dan is the winner.
I want to thank God because through all things, all
right,
through him,
all right,
things
all
are
right,
possible.
All right,
all right. I want to thank my mom, Billy
Can
Joel,
you turn
come
up
to
his
see you.
Please, before I change my mind.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Kennedy, if you would, could I take you on a journey with me?
Haven't we been doing that for 20 years?
She's like, I already signed up for that.
Come on.
I want to take you through the streets of France this morning.
Oh, I forgot.
Along the Champs-Élysées.
Yes.
Through the French Alps. On a bicycle ride. With a bunch of grown men. The Tour de France.
Yes, I know that you are a big fan. I know that every year you enjoy it. It's something, I mean, since I've known you.
It's something since I was in high school, going back to a guy named Greg LeMond, who was a U.S. racer, and he was the first American to win the Tour de France. He's technically the only American to have ever won the Tour de France because they stripped
Lance Armstrong
of all of his titles. But it is my jam every summer to watch it on NBC Sports. And they show 21 stages over the course of about 25 days. 2.5 to 3 hours every day.
Are you kidding me?
I'm not. And so I DVR it because it happens, you know, ahead of us.
Mm-hmm.
And then when I get home in the afternoon from work, I just throw it on. Sometimes I take a nap through it. But I pretty much pay attention.
It's boring.
I'd rather be waterboarded.
But it's intriguing to me, riding a bicycle for 200 miles every day over the course of 3 or 4 weeks.
They are incredible athletes.
The calories that they go through, the trials and tribulations. It's a team sport, so you race on a team, but then you also race individually. There's also sprinters, there's mountain climbers, there's a lot going on. And so for the past month, I've been watching this. Now, because I went out of town for a week, I'm behind watching it, right?
Right. Mm-hmm.
And so I finally finished it yesterday, 21 stages, an entire month's worth of the Tour de France. And I get
some people binge Stranger Things,
right,
or some binges
right,
the Tour de France.
Think of all the things you could have done in that
right,
month.
Yep.
So I just want you to think about this, Kennedy. Here they are, the final stage, 21 stages, and they are, again, down the Champs-Élysées. And on the final day, they ride these cobblestone roads. And it is the most exciting thing because, A, the winner's already been determined. Whoever has the lead on the last day is going to win.
I don't understand that.
It's a gentleman's agreement, it seems like they do most years.
But that leads
that's
to
not
a,
how sports work.
That leads to a very unexciting finish to
it
me.
It doesn't because there's other things that other people are fighting for the team, for the individual win that day on the Champs-Élysées. It is the final day as a celebration of the month's worth of hard work. Okay? And so I get down to the last 35 kilometers of the race. And again, I've DVR'd it all. And then they say, okay, now if you want to watch the last 35 kilometers, switch over to NBC.
Dum, dum, da, dum.
Bounce.
And I'm like, oh, okay, so surely my DVR knew to record.
Of course.
Your TV's smart. It's not that smart.
And that is a fact.
So you didn't get to see the end?
So...
a month's worth of buildup and no finish.
It's like, so what happened was we still have no
idea. And it's not on the internet anywhere?
So then I'm like, okay, surely NBC has posted it because they have all 21 episodes up there saved. So I go in and start searching, and all it's giving me is the 21 episodes I've seen, but not the last 35 kilometers of the last day. So I'm like, okay, well, surely somebody on the internet has it, right? So I go online and I do a search for stage 21 finale, and every episode is pretty much like a 60-second recap of the last 35 of the last day. I did find somebody who posted the actual live feed from that day.
Yep.
But it's just guys riding a bike. There's nobody there telling me what's going on, and I don't know what's going on. I can't see any of their numbers. I need somebody to, you know, it's like, you ever watch the baseball game on TV without the play-by-play on?
Yeah.
You know, it just loses something.
I just picture Carson in his living room, like with shorts, bike helmet on.
Yes,
like,
I have all of it.
What the hell?
I have all of it.
Baguettes on the table.
Come on, fellas.
And then after he can't finish it, he's sitting there on the internet, ignoring everyone, saying, I have to find it.
Right?
My wife's trying
Barrett,
to talk
get on
to
the
me.
Computer.
No, my wife's trying to talk to me about something important going on in our lives, and I'm just like, I'm trying to do something.
Lana, there's a bike race from a month ago. That
and
I
already know who won, but I need to see it.
We'll actually talk about taxes later. Did he win?
I mean, I may have bought a pair of Oakley bike riding glasses of a guy that was on a particular what? Team because I'm a big fan.
Riding glasses?
Yeah, because when you ride, you have to have a particular type of...
How often do you so ride your lately? Bike?
Huh?
How
I ride a lot. I have...
At that speed that you need the glasses?
You guys ride your bike to the grocery store. That's a right? little different than 200
miles. I feel like
miles
you have a
day.
Little basket and like a bring, bring bell. You're not going 80 miles per hour.
You're not
on the Tobin.
You're not locking in your feet when you go to the go to the 99 in Charleston.
I'm clipping in. You don't know me, Kennedy.
He's got a Mookie Betts card in the spokes.
The Chelsea curves are his big feet.
I would like to say congratulations to Egan Bernal from Colombia, 22 years old, Kennedy, the first Colombian rider to win the Tour de France, and no, the youngest in the history of the Tour de France at 22 years old.
Things I never needed to know.
Buddy.
You're a nerd.
He loves sports, though. Seriously, you know, in that dead time when there's no sports between, like,
you can find some football.
What are you watching during the summer?
I'd rather watch a cornhole tournament than watch that.
Oh,
he'll
that's
watch
good, too.
Watch
I do
ping
like
pong.
Cornhole.
He'll watch all of it.
Justice for the Revolution. They're still playing.
Justice for the Revs, always.
All day long.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
We have some drama unfolding regarding Carson and Kennedy's summer camp challenge. We need some help. 617-931-1234, 617-931-1234, if you would like to call in and guide us on this situation. So producer Dan defeated Annie and ended up winning a pair of tickets to go see Billy Joel at Fenway Park, some great seats. Now, Annie was trying to win tickets to go backstage to see the Joe Bros. And we just found out that producer Dan, and we've known this for a while, he's going to Nashville for his 30th birthday with 12 people.
11, yeah.
11 people.
A gang of us, regardless.
Right. And he is supposed to fly back in the day of the show, and his flight arrives back in Boston at 8 o'clock.
I will land exactly when Billy Joel takes the stage.
Now, you might think, well, Carson and Kennedy, why didn't you check first? And that's because I'm going to tell you.
Okay, why didn't we check first?
I've been asking Dan for the dates he's going to be gone for a good solid month, and he never told me. So when I looked at my calendar, and I'm the one that keeps track of us being in
right,
and out,
right?
I didn't see that. And I know he had been talking about Billy Joel quite a bit, and I thought that would be a great prize for him. And
it
so,
is a great prize.
And aren't we buying these tickets? Like, this is... Like, this money comes out of
out
our pocket.
Of pocket, yeah.
We didn't get these from the station. These aren't winner's tickets. We didn't get these comped. This is money out of my pocket and Kennedy's pocket that you won and now are realizing that you can't go.
Talk about a roller coaster of emotion.
This puts me in a very precarious spot.
Okay, of course it's back to you.
Could I say something?
617-931-1234 if you have any thoughts
on
what...
I'd like to give Annie the floor.
Yes, Annie. Sorry.
You know, if you picked me... I have nothing going on Saturday. I'm just saying there's no conflict of interest. Mm-hmm. We wouldn't be having this drama. But
well, if you'd have won, you'd have made this easy on us. But you didn't win. That's the thing.
So you say.
According to us.
According to you.
But everybody else.
Exactly. According to America.
Yes.
Justice for
I
down.
Will be at Billy Joel one way or another. You'll see.
I don't know what to do.
Dan, I really think even if you land at 8 o'clock... You're not checking a bag or anything. You could run out of that airport and fly to Fenway and make it there by the time he's playing his second song on the piano.
Kennedy, what do you think it would cost if he tried to rebook his flight or change his flight to get back in time to go to the show?
Well, if you bought the insurance, nothing. Which I recommend.
Yes,
I travel a bunch.
Always.
It's like $35 to
right.
it. And if they didn't, well, then probably around, it could be anywhere between $100 and $150.
All right. We got a couple of people here. Hang on a second. Put that person on hold. Let me grab it real quick, Dan. Thank you. Good morning, Mix. Who's this?
Hi, my name's Valerie.
Valerie, what should we do with producer Dan here?
All right. So I have a fair way to do it. And I think it comes down to producer Dan because I think he is the rightful winner.
Okay.
My girl.
based on the letter alone, that was great. But I think if Dan's going to Nashville, he should give up the tickets as a fair winner to Annie, because that's unfair if he's not going to be able to go.
See, but you know what the thing is? Annie's already going to Billy Joel.
Yes,
so
she
can't do anything with my Billy Joel tickets.
I purchased my own ticket.
I think she's suggesting that perhaps, you know, or Annie could, yeah.
Or I'm not above cutting my vacation short to go see Billy Joel at Fenway Park.
Oh, that's a thing, too. Who was on line two? Do you know who that was?
No.
Okay. Mix, hello. Who is this?
Hi, this is Jessica.
Jessica, what did you want to suggest?
He just gives up the tickets to Annie. I mean, she did a good job, too. I mean, he can't go. You mean
he should step down as the winner because they're different
Absolutely.
Tickets?
Absolutely.
Right. So
Absolutely.
Do you want to rescind? Okay. That's a great idea. There is the suggestion, and I think both people were essentially saying the same thing. Producer Dan, do you agree to give up your win so that Annie can get the tickets to go backstage to meet the Jonas Brothers because you screwed up the schedule?
I screwed up the schedule. I had no part of this planning.
I told you you were going to the Billy Joel show. You could have looked up when the Billy Joel show was, and you didn't. In fact, I even think we said it at the first day.
That's wild. This is suddenly my fault. Anyway.
Isn't it, though? My, how we turn on a dime here on the program.
All right, so if I rescind my victory, then Annie can meet the Jonas Brothers and live her dream.
Kennedy, thoughts?
Wow,
this is so
crazy.
You
know how I feel about this, Carson. You know how I feel about walking away with only one winner. That gives me hives. But if he can't go, he can't go. So what? We're going to have tickets we're just going to sit on? I don't think so, Tim.
Yep.
I'm not going to the Jonas Brothers, and I'm already going to Billy Joel. So.
Yes, I'm going to say, producer Dan, if you are willing to rescind your victory, we can give the tickets to Andy.
Hey!
So that is on producer Dan.
I don't know. What are you clapping for? I didn't say yes yet.
Tim, what's your final decision? Could you tell me?
Oh, my gosh. This is...
You know, I could stop my vacation early and come back.
What would it cost you, did you say?
Between $100 and $150 usually.
Right. A quick flight change would be no big deal.
Right. Yeah, you could do that.
It's National Best Friend Day. I'm just saying that. Don't forget.
Who are the drama? Do I take that bullet and give up my dream so Andy can live hers?
From the 978, Dan, it's always your fault.
You get the show. All right, I've made a decision.
Yes.
I rescind my victory. Annie can go.
Oh, no.
Wow.
Are you?
I don't
kidding?
Believe it.
This is relationship goals right here, friends. Find you a Dan Breslin.
I'm going to cry. Oh, my God. I really am going to cry.
You are going backstage to meet the Jonas Brothers. Wow.
Oh, my God.
What a
cry.
Turn of events. Jeez.
Dan.
Wow.
Dan, I'll get you to Billy Joel, man. We'll figure it out. We can go to MSG or something. We're in New Jersey. We'll go there.
He'll be back. He'll be back next year.
I don't even know what to say. I think that's how we end the show, Kennedy.
It's a roller coaster of emotions.
Honestly.
Today.
I'm kind of disappointed.
Well, don't be disappointed. I am proud of
these
people. I'm
sick of you.
Proud of these people like caring about one another. Yeah. And that makes me happy.
Carson.
Because all we do is bust you know what's all day long. And so, you know, this is kind of nice to see. To see your altruism, Daniel.
I don't feel like I won.
That's because you didn't.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.